Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated and the Belleville Meat Market. All right, warmed up a little during the night. Not as cool as yesterday morning, but it's 60 degrees down on the island in Galveston. And winds are kind of a little bit of west in them this morning, northwest at about anywhere from 6 to 11 miles per hour. But today, sunny to partly cloudy, high of 69, north winds 10 to 15. And then for tonight, you know, some clouds this evening. They'll give way to mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 61, northeast winds 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 72, east winds 10 to 20. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We had two of them. We're sitting on a high right now. That occurred at 12.06 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. It was a 1.5. Our next tide will be a low this afternoon at 3.28 p.m., an 0.2. 6.49 a.m. is sunrise, 5.22 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is 63%. So things are looking pretty nice. Looks like it's going to warm up quite a bit, you know, for the holidays, but maybe a front. We may get a front by Thanksgiving. We'll just have to wait and see. It's kind of the way it's been all year. Wait and see. So, all right, looking at current conditions right now, I don't know, the Galveston North Jetty, it's 6 out of the north. Up at Morgan's Point, it's west at 3. San Luis Pass is northwest at 9. Offshore buoy showing 13 out of the northwest. And the old rollover site's northwest at 9. So kind of variable around the complex and up and down the coast, but mostly northwest. But a little bit more west as you go inland. So there you have it. All right, well, let's head over to the Tri-Bay area and let's get hooked up with a hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what his pulse is. Glenn, good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's going on in your neighborhood?
Well, very light winds this morning. Nice and cool. Not sure how cool it is out there, but sure was cool the last couple of days. Wasn't that nice for a change?
Yeah, yesterday morning was real nice.
I mean, and the day before it blew like a son of a gun. I think We had 30, 33 probably, nothing less than 30 all day long. But anyway, it's just been another week of weather. You know, that's all I can say. Every time I thought I was going to get out this week, something would happen. Tuesday would have been a day to go down here anyway. Tuesday was really nice. You know, we had two fronts come through. That first one, Sunday, I guess it was, or Monday when it moved through.
Monday.
Monday afternoon, right around football time. That's right, right about when the game was coming on. But, you know, Captain Mickey, it's been kind of quiet down here. The boat ramp's been quiet and not too many people out. I mean, one day that bay was white capping chocolate milk, and then it calmed down after the first little front that blew through on Monday. Tuesday was very nice, really nice.
Yeah, Tuesday was a good day. Everybody caught fish Tuesday all over the place.
Oh, I could imagine. The only thing was, it took it all day and most of the day yesterday for our water to clean. And you know what I mean? After a blow like that, and the shallow these bays are, it tears them up. It takes a couple of good days of settling to get everything back right. But let's see. I was supposed to have my cousin and a good buddy from Berlin, Germany, Jan and Robin from Denton, Texas, came down and they drove all the way from West Texas. I think they had about a 5.5-6 hour drive. They came from the deer lease to me to go fishing on Wednesday when I told them that front was coming through. Yeah. And then I get a call about 4 o'clock and 4:30 in the morning, and he goes, "Hey, it's kind of windy." And the wind hadn't been picked up. And I said, "Man, I kind of told you about this 3 or 4 days ago that we wasn't going to be able to do it." He goes, "Yeah, we might ought to just go ahead and sleep in today." So there went Wednesday's fishing trip.
Yeah,
right down the pipe. So didn't get to do it then, and we thought maybe Thursday. You know, it was definitely a lighter wind, but the damage has been done everywhere around here. It wouldn't have been no good. So they headed on back to North Texas, and my good buddy Jan, he'll be headed back to Germany. He comes down and spends about a week or two, so once a year, and really nice guy, and sure enjoys the outdoors and our fishing and stuff, and all he says is pop pop slack slack. It's just because he remembers me how to work that popping cork, pop pop slack slack. And anyway, we're going out today. I got my nephew with one of his twin sons, Zach. Zach's in he's in the Navy out in Florida, and he came to town to fish with me, and I'm going to try to go out, and we're going to throw some plastics today and see what we can do. I heard you say it's like a standing high tide till 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, you'll get out going all day because it's a good pull. You know, it's a big exchange.
Wonderful.
And almost 2 feet of water, so that'll help.
Boy, I love it in this area with the outgoing tide. It's always do better on the outgoing tide here in the winter.
Yeah, I like it too, you know, up my way. You know, once our water gets a lot cooler, and then you get these warm, sunny days, and it warms the marsh up. And then when that outgoing tide comes out of the bayous and all that, it sure turns the flats on around that. Makes for some pretty good shallow water fishing.
You bet. Really does. You bet. Well, we can, I think after that blow on Wednesday, you can say bye-bye to the bull tides. I mean, just like a bat of an eye, it's night and day difference.
Don't say that too soon, man. Your yard will be flooded again.
I know. I don't want to jinx it. But Lord have mercy, or we do for a dry out around here. And not from rainwater, but from salt water. Oh, Lord have mercy. Everything's just sour, you know, just sour is all I can say. It's the only word I can put. It's not real pretty down here right now, as far as the marshlands now. But anyway, tides pulled back, and you could actually see some towhead sticking out of the bay. And Lord have mercy, haven't seen that in quite some time. You know, I mean, really, really low tides compared to what, but you know, that the sun would go in blue and it takes that salt water away, you know, blows that ocean away, and our bays finally drain. So, and then it came back yesterday afternoon. I looked out there. Yeah, it was pretty low in the evening. But let's see, no seagulls working. You know, I never even seen a mullet jump in the bay until late yesterday afternoon. I looked all day long. I always scan the bay, just seeing what I can see as far as bait jumping, and never seen a darn mullet jump all day long until late yesterday afternoon, and it was right along the grass, right along the shorelines, and started seeing some bait, some big old rogue mullet jumping out here and there. Like I said, we're going to throw plastics today. I'm pretty much done with the bait for the year. It's all come and learn about salt plastics and learn how to throw them and you know, different colors that you can use. And of course we can confuse ourselves with all the tackle we got in our boxes. And, you know, if I just went back to the basics, I'd tie on anything with a chartreuse tail this time of year. And I like to tell them, there's something in the bone color, the white color, because of the little white shrimp migration that's going to be going on for the next month or so whenever we get another hard front. I mean, I'm not sure if this was enough to do it. Would water temperature? I mean, I had 78 last week or week before when I went out.
It's in the 60s now. It's dropping 60s. On down. This is helping, yeah. Here we go.
Coming on down. Shoot, yeah.
It's corking season, we need. Man. Soft nines, corkies, lilies,
I pulled out a corky yesterday and started chilling my neighbor. And he said, what in the world? I said, yeah, feel of this. And when he latched onto it, I said, just imagine when a trout latches onto it with it feeling like that. But I lost the biggest fish.
Well, that rubbery feel, it feels natural to them, especially if they bump it. You know, they're following and they kind of swirl on it and bump it a little bit.
And right underneath that chin.
And you wait for that thump, man, when they suck it in, because, man, they just suck the whole thing in.
They do. They inhale it. It's nothing like it, man. Like I said, I've lost the biggest fish of my life on a corky, and it came off right at the boat. But I fought that girl for a while, and that was a big old trout. But anyway, using it. You know, just having patience with it, that's the deal with the corkies, and you know what I mean? Just have a patience, and you have to kind of imagine how far it's floated down in the water column and what you want to do with it and this and that. But I'm not a great...
That's what's so unique about it. It suspends for you. You know, it's not a bottom dredging bait. It's a reaction strike bait and natural looking. And
floats, sinks right in front of their face.
Well, trout can't either.
A slow motion sink right in front of their face, and they can't say no. And right underneath the chin, where it looks where the gill plates are, they put that real bright pink dot or a bright red dot right underneath the chin. And that's something with the big old eyeballs on those lures and that red dot underneath the chin, man, it looks like a damaged bait, damaged mullet or something. But anyway, what a badass bait for this time of year. You're right, corkies. So we're going soft plastics on Norton sand eels and down south lures and just flipping around. And I don't know what color we're going to use. There ain't a bit of telling. I can tie a black.
Tails are working pretty good right now. Well, everything's working. I mean, it's whatever you like to throw.
Whatever you got confidence in. That's right. Sometimes I tie one lure on there and just leave it on there. If they're going to hit it, they're going to hit it. You don't have to go through your whole tackle box and confuse yourself with all that stuff. You know, worms, lures. Just tie something on and keep throwing it. Get you a good rhythm going, you know, until it feels good. And then after you had a couple of bites, you start getting a little rhythm going. So, anyway, fun time of year. Can't wait to get out there and whether we catch them or not, we're going to have a dang good time.
We're going to have a pretty day for it. Beautiful day.
Shoot you. Good.
All right, Hammer. Well, good luck to you today. Hope y'all catch them up. Somebody wants to call you, give them your number, man.
You bet. Thank you, Captain Mickey. 713-208-0683, man. I appreciate you, and y'all have a great day.
All right. Y'all have fun. Catch them up.
Yes, sir.
Later. All right. That's the Hammer down in the Tri-Bay area. You know, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters also. So bring your friends, your clients, and let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And don't forget to tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Okay, it's 418 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County and check in with Mr. Bob Green this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bob. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, I'm good.
Okay, better.
Sure feels nice better. Outside, doesn't it? My goodness.
Boy, I tell you, the last two, 3 days, I got to confess now, I had not been on the water at all this week, but I was able to get in the stand for a couple of mornings.
Okay.
And, there for a while, I was wondering if I was ever going to see a buck or if I was ever going to see them groups of five or six does or not.
Right.
But finally, this it got cool enough, I guess, it got them moving around. And I've had this... This one doe and one are about yearling size now, but she must be the only one in town because she's brought in about three different bucks around. And right. I mean, when they show up, they're not messing around. They're not worried about eating corn or acorns or anything else. So no, they do the run around. Oh yeah. Yeah. So
she must
I guess
be hot.
Undoubtedly.
Hot
I know,
trot.
for sure. But they're one of the feeders has got kind of like a bush over one side of it, and I could see this brown behind it, so I knew it was a deer, of course. But it finally raised its head up enough where I could see. You know, we've got like two different type deer up here in this area. You've either got the straight up horns, you know, they go straight up, and it's normally hard for them to get out to that 13 inches.
Right.
Or the old basket bugs. Or you have that other breed where the horns come up and then, you know, make a turn outwards and right. then go up. But those are real easy to tell how big they are. But I could see that when he finally threw that head up and he saw that doe over there in the next pasture over, I could see it, and it looked like about a 4 or 5 point on that one side.
Right.
And then he came out, he jumped the fence, and then, of course, I had the binoculars on. Then he turned, faced me. There was only one set of horns. There was none on the right-hand side.
Oh, he broke off the other side?
Either broke off. It's too early to fall off, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he got in a fight and broke it off.
I mean, he broke it off even because I couldn't even see it, you know.
Yeah.
So without that probe coming up, that's an illegal deer to shoot, isn't it?
No, he's as wide as you want him to be.
Yeah.
Hey, if there's not another main beam, there's no width. You know?
Oh, God.
One guy's trash is another man's trophy. He makes sausage.
Oh, yeah.
He's a sausage dog.
I was wondering how you would tag that one.
Yeah. Well, you only got one main beam to put the tag on.
Yeah. But it was definitely, it's going to be one of those that he may make it through the year because nobody knows whether to mess with it or not because of that. But that was a big, strong, healthy deer. I mean, that sucker looked like he'd been pumping iron, you know, all season.
He's a fighter. He's a rough guy. Yeah.
Oh, Nick
has one beam of horns.
Yeah, he's probably been fighting with some of them other ones, and they'll never make 13 inches. They'll just keep growing straight up and all like that. But no, I did talk to some people that had been on the water this week, and they're catching fish, and I hadn't heard anything else either last week or this week about any more fish floating around. The only thing I've been hearing is that you'll get into a bunch of those little fish, you know, that are just, I guess they're all feeling their Wheaties in this cooler water and all. And the top water bite has picked up a little bit instead of knocking it out and just, you know, hitting short on the skirts, things like that. They're actually getting some hookups, but not many, and it don't last long.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the main thing has been soft plastic Carolina rigs or shaky heads or something like that. We're catching some
out of those
some
two
decent
shaky
fish.
Head versus Carolina rig. Which way do you like to fish the best?
I'm partial to the Carolina rig, but sometimes that Carolina rig's hard for people to feel. I mean, the bite this year has been real, real light. I mean, it's like you just pull it just a little bit and you feel a little pressure on it that you know is not a rock.
Yeah.
And then you just, a lot of times what I do is I just, when I had a suspicion of it, instead of, you know, pulling that rod, that's the one thing people pull that rod, you know, it's a 7 foot rod. So if you pull it all the way up, you move that thing 7 or 8 feet.
Oh, yeah.
So I try to tell them, look, if you feel something, take that little handle right there and just make one little turn on it. You know, not real fast, but just enough to take the slack out.
Kind of choke down on him, yeah.
Yeah. And then if he's there, you'll know it.
Or he moves. Hey, rip his lips, man. Get on him.
Yeah. What my dad used to
say. I said, if you feel anything that doesn't feel natural, set the hook. It doesn't cost any extra to set the hook.
Yeah, hook sets are free.
What if it's a shell? I said, well, then you'll hang up. But, you know, if you feel, the bite is so light, I mean, you feel any kind of resistance, go ahead and cross his eyeballs.
Yeah, that's actually I was going to say, my dad used to say, just jerk it hard. You'll cross them fish's eyeballs when you set the hook.
Cross his eyeballs, baby. That's that's my favorite thing about fishing, setting a hook.
And I like to let them play a little
straight
bit.
Straight back down and start ripping drag. That's even better. Then you know you got it.
Yeah.
Some of these fish we've been catching this year, you set the hook, you jerk them clean out of the water.
Sure. Yeah, that's right, too.
It's a small one.
Some of the... some of those we was catching on rattle traps earlier, they, you know, they were in 2 foot of water. And sure enough, if you had one of them little, there was one that had on a half inch rattle trap, that back hook, he had managed to get that last hook all the way in his mouth. I had to really work on it to keep from ripping his lips off, you know, to get it out or something. I said, well, the eagle needs something to eat too if I can't, you know, save it. But they were seeing the eagle quite a bit here lately.
Yeah, a lot of people are seeing eagles right now. They're coming on down.
Yeah, and the other day I was out putting one of the pastures where my goats are, because these stupid things want to eat the grass in there. The only thing they'll eat is those little stems, the weeds that'll come up. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and went out there to mow it, and I looked up, and I thought it was a buzzard at first.
Right.
But now, yeah, I'm 25 miles from the lake, so I don't think it's one of them lake eagles. He's sitting there circling over the tractor, and I'm sure he's looking for me to run over a mouse or a rat or run a rabbit out.
Right.
And he couldn't have been 100 feet, or maybe two, maybe two pine trees tall.
Right.
And he circled as long as I was moving. When I stopped that tractor to look at him and take pictures of it, he just kept getting higher and higher and then was gone. But I thought that was kind of odd.
You know what I'm seeing more of over my way is caracaras. You know those. You know those
scavengers,
you know, the Mexican buzzards, you know,
yeah,
down in South Texas, you see them a lot down there. And but
they're solid color.
I'll see one on the side of the road on roadkill.
No, the caracara, does it have all the characteristics of an eagle, but it's just the wrong color?
Well, it's got a lot of white. It's real white looking, white and black. And it's not as big as a turkey buzzard, but it's bigger than a hawk. And they're real prevalent down south in South Texas and Mexico, and we just call them Mexican buzzards. But we use those to find, you know, crippled deer, you know, or a dead one we've been looking for. You'll see the birds, and they'll be on him. Well, I shot an old bully buck, an 8-point that Blaine wanted killed. He was beating up all the good deer. He was just a, you know, a mean deer. He was just a bully.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you'll know him when he comes out because he's ready to fight anything that moves. And so I shot him, and it was kind of early. You know, I was kind of waiting a while, you know, not to ruin the hunting. And I went ahead and took him down, and he was laying there. He'd been laying there about 20 or 30 minutes. I was waiting for Blaine to come pick me up, and two caracaras got on him. And I said, well, they're going to peck his eyeballs out and start working on him. They were fixing to, and then I got out of the stand and scared them off. And they'd already found that deer just that quick. Said, look at here, fresh meat.
That's faster than a buzzard would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's this little change in weather made a lot of difference in a lot of in the fishing and hunting. So,
oh, I bet.
I'd like to see that one again, maybe this morning, but I don't know. It seemed like the one I've seen chaser do their thing, and then they're off to another location. I haven't seen them twice. You know, like the next day or something like that. So,
right.
But they were just slow. I mean, there's so many acres on the ground, you can run across there and slide across them. That's how thick they are on the ground.
Well, they are around my house. My oak trees went crazy on dropping acorns this year.
And I've got a big,
very few pecans. That hurricane messed my pecan trees up.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I lost a lot of them in that storm, and a bunch of limbs broke off, and just they didn't put off like them oaks did. Boy, those oaks.
Mm-hmm.
We got some acorns, or acorns, however you want to pronounce it.
It's close enough. Pecan, pecan, you know.
Yeah, pecan, pecan, creek.
Yeah.
You know, up north, and they call it a creek.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, normally
he said creek instead of creek.
Well, he's entitled. Say whatever he wanted.
Yeah, whatever John wanted to say, he was entitled to.
That's right. Good deal. Yeah, I heard one of you, was it Blaine, was talking about their deer ratio. The bucks were just way above the does.
No, that was Jeff Coat.
That's okay.
Yeah, it was Mike. Their bucks are like 7-1 over their does. You know, the river, you know, we had that real bad Trinity River flood this year when it was up to about 130,000 at Livingston, and all that bottom land, those does were with their fawns. And I guess they all drowned trying to, you know, especially the does trying to save their fawns.
Oh, hey.
It messed them up big time.
Yeah, I heard that. I said, man, that was, I didn't know what the reason was, but, yeah, or what had happened, but I don't know. Our deer use.
It's crazy down there in South Texas. All of them had twins this year. And, he said as those yearlings get bigger. He said when you come down here and hunt around Christmas time, whenever you come, he said it's going to look like herds of deer out there, like herds of elk or somebody. Just
take your pick, huh?
Yeah, they had a good season. You know, their quail, everything's abundant down there. Coyotes, hogs, I mean, everything. Just, well, I was right for it. Banner crop, man.
Well, you know, I hadn't heard a lot of coyotes, but in the last couple of weeks, and maybe this cooler weather got them stirred up too. I don't know, but they're back to howling and close in the area too.
Right.
Hey, also yesterday I didn't know that Leon had passed away.
Yeah, he did. Leon passed on, I think it was Sunday.
That's too bad.
Tomorrow at Second Baptist.
A lot of people.
What a great man. I mean, I've known Leon since I was a teenager. You know, my dad and him were pretty good friends, and then, you know, I bought my first boat trailer from him, and it's all been downhill since.
Well, you know, it was every time I'd go over there, you'd either go and see, he'd be there, Dwayne would be there.
Yeah, Dwayne retired. You know, he retired.
I think I heard you say that too. You know, the old manufacturing shop was right there in one of the beats I worked in the 70s.
Right.
And that's how I got to know him, because I don't think I knew him that much before then. Right. But I'd go by there on duty, and they were right there. We'd run burglary calls in that area off of Denver Harbor.
Right.
And they were just always there. You know, just, and now they got that big place out on I-10.
Yeah, that's their, you know,
that's their sales shop,
parts place. You know, where they sell everything out of there.
And well, they were always good people. I know that they tried to help you any way they could.
Everybody fair, and all the customers I sent there that bought product from them, just they were totally pleased.
Yeah, I think you said Jason's going to take it over now.
Yeah, he's kind of been running things. I think, you know, I hadn't been over there in a while, and
me either.
And they have a good crew there.
Our condolences to the family. I just hated to hear it, but I can't imagine how
Leon
old
had a good
is.
Run. I'm sure he's in his upper 80s. You know, he's up there around 86, 87. Hey, that's a good run.
Yeah, it is.
I'll take it.
Any day.
I'll take that.
I'm mid 70s. Yeah, I'll take 85 or 90.
Sure, you will.
Yeah, as long as you can still get around okay and launch your boat.
You lose your health and everything. It's time to check out. It's time to go. Yeah. Time to go fishing in that big pond up in the sky, baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Bob. Well, hey, man, good luck on that deer. But one thing about it, you can call him as wide as you want if you shoot that one with one main bait.
Yeah, that's right. I'll estimate.
Good sausage and burger, man.
Well, I mean, and I need one right now for sausage. Well, y'all have a great morning and good weekend coming up.
All right.
All righty.
Hey, throw out a number. Somebody wants to come up and fish with you.
Okay, it's 281-460-9200 or FayetteCountyBassFishing.com. Right. I'll get you later.
Thanks, Bob. Good luck.
No problem, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and not to mention the best processing facility I've ever used. Been using them going on about 19, 20 years now. And check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. That's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their bulk pricing. It's available on fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage. They have smoked sausage samples available in the store daily, so you can try it before you buy it. And check out their great price on original country hot dogs. Buy two packs, get the third pack free. And if you're looking to have a quarter or a half calf process, that's available for pre-order also. And on your wild game processing, check out their new sausage recipe. It's available here just in time for deer season. You got to try it. It's really good. And get their deer tamales and venison hot dogs made also. Your family will love that you did. And right now, before Thanksgiving, they're taking orders for their country smoked turkeys. That's an 11 to 13 pound average weight bird. Limited supply, so get them while you can. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 4:40 here in the Bayou City. Let's run Matagorda way now and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Mickey? What's
up? Not a lot, man. Sun's not up yet, but I'm up. Yeah. We're up.
We're up.
Yes, sir.
It looks to be calm.
Yes, it is. It's very nice. Sunshine, blue skies, and calm winds.
Well, I didn't fish yesterday, but I heard it was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, everybody I talked to, wading, not wading, I mean, everybody messed them up, it sounded like.
Yeah. It's getting that time of year where you can pick your poison, deep or shallow.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
Right.
Depends on your sports.
That's the way I like it, because then when it's like that, you can, like you said, depends on them.
Yes.
Whatever they want to do, you got options. You can catch them both ways.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's what I heard. I heard it was really good yesterday, and then, of course, the day before I didn't fish either. I don't guess anybody fished, and maybe somebody did, but it blew real hard.
Wasn't that blow? Yeah, I don't know anybody that went.
I don't either, but I went right before that, and it was good. Last day that I went was really good. So, other than that major blow, I think it's been a good week.
Right.
Seems to be pretty right.
Yeah, I tried calling Charlie yesterday morning. He said he had his phone in hand, and it never rang, and Jace called him several times. I don't know what was up with that. He said his phone signal was good.
I don't know.
I don't either. I texted him to make sure he was okay, because it would go straight. It just rang one time, and like it was turned off. But Charlie goes, well, maybe he was dialing the wrong number. I said, he's been dialing your number for a year. He knows it at heart. Plus, it's written down right
know.
In front of him. Just didn't.
I know he waited yesterday and caught him pretty good.
Yeah, I saw his photo, his dock shot.
Yeah. I never know what's happened. I don't know. But yeah, luckily, it's been a good week. I haven't fished the last 2 days because of that blow, and then I didn't have anything yesterday, so, but
yeah,
it looks to be good and calm now. I mean, I guess until the next blow, which I don't know exactly when that is. Somebody said
it's
something
about it. It's going to be a while. We're going to get a southerly blow if we get anything. It's going to warm up again. A little warming trend coming again.
Right. Yep. So, hopefully it just don't get, I just don't want it to get hot again. Maybe just
Well, we're going to hit Sunday about 83, Monday 85. Wow. That's on the high ground. You know, the coast will be a little cooler, but lows backing up in 50s to low 60s. And then,
but isn't there another one right before Thanksgiving or something?
It looks like Thanksgiving Day we might get some rain and a cold front in the afternoon, switching from south to north, and then cooling off pretty good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend. So,
all right.
November
weather. Those will keep those water temperatures stay down a little bit. I don't want to creep back up.
Well, I think they're down for the count now. I don't think we'll see any more of that warm water stuff. We're good.
That's good. It was weird. You know, those fish, it kind of dropped a little bit there, and then fish did one thing, and then it came back up. I think the fish didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, half the fish were trying to go into a winter pattern or fall pattern or winter, and they didn't know some were still in summer pattern. You know, but I can't complain because it's still been really good fishing whenever, you know, it's not blowing 30.
Yeah. That's understandable.
And I haven't caught a bunch of redfish this week, but I've seen a few pictures of some pretty good redfish catches this week. So I guess some of them must have showed up.
Yeah.
You know, I just been pretty much catching trout with the one red or two mixed in. I hadn't really even tried for them, but
that's fine. I'm good with that.
But
yeah, I saw one day you had a whole box full of big sand trout.
Yes, that was my Craig and Lori from Giddings. That we put the kill pill on them sand trout that day.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely tell you where the sand trout are out of somebody. I found those. Man, we got in them so thick, and I did it again the next day or 2 days later. I had some customers that had mentioned something about sand trout. I said, well, man, I got something for you if you want sand trout. So anyway, it's one little spot, and you can take your lure, just take your paddle tail works best, but take the paddle tail, and we were just dropping it straight down off the side of the boat. We weren't even casting it.
Wow.
You just drop it straight down off the boat, about 10 foot down, or about 7-8 foot down to the bottom, and then reel up a couple reels, and then just sit there and jig it 2 or 3 times, and you have sand trout ever cast.
Fish on. Well,
it's just weird.
That's
we're
good
in this
for
little
the
hole.
Speckled trout population. You can, if they want meat, you can put them on sand trout and throw the speckles.
Well, that's what we did. You know, I had that one or two different days that week. I had huge pile of them, and I had posted one of them. Maybe I don't know. Somebody had commented, or somebody asked, sent me a message and said, "Man, I didn't think you could keep that." They said, "I didn't think you'd keep that many trout," and I had to tell them they were sand trout. I guess they didn't look real close.
There's always hawks out there,
but I mean, literally, we were just dropping it off the side of the boat. And you just jig it up and down 2x2 jigs, and you got sand trout.
Right. Well, that's cool. No, you fishing today?
That's crazy. Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. You got a pretty day. Very nice day.
Well, should be good.
All right. Well, we start the holiday season.
I know. Here we go.
Here we go, man. Well, Tommy, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, how do they get a hold of you, brother?
Yeah, and it should be pretty right for here the next few months. So
right.
They can get me on Facebook, Tommy Alexander, or best way, of course, is my phone, or you can text me or leave a message. Either way, 979-709-8242.
All right, brother. Well, Tommy, it's always good talking to you, and good luck today. Hope you catch him up. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, should have some good reports by then.
All right, brother.
Well, they're good reports now, but should have more reports.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. All right,
Tommy. Well, have a good
Take
day,
it easy,
man.
Mickey.
See you.
All right.
All right.
Later, man.
All right. Now let's run down to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, man, it's good. I'm good.
All right. I just rolled in from the ranch last night. We were out in Zapata for a few days doing our thing. It was my girlfriend's birthday, so we went up, did some fishing, some hunting, all the good stuff, you know. But I did have quite a bit of fishing in before we left, you know, since the last time I had spoke with you. I fished every day until, I think we spoke on Friday, obviously, and then I fished every day until Wednesday when we left. So it was pretty busy. It was fun. We had some pretty decent weather, and I got to go do a little tarpon fishing. I was tarpon fishing a little bit, and that was good. We've been hooking. Not, the numbers aren't there. Like, there's not a ton of fish, but they're very big. If you hook one, they're very, very big. So that's been cool. We've been doing some of that and getting a little bit of fish action here and there. And we've been fishing. I fished the flats a little bit and caught a few. I think that was one of the slower days. You know, we just caught our limits of trout and one redfish, I believe. And then we were up in the ship channel doing a little bit of snook fishing and mangrove snapper, and that was fun. But I mean, shoot, Monday I had Fred Adams in town. They came to watch that big rocket launch that was happening.
Right.
I think Tuesday. And so, I mean, man, must have been blowing 30. But me and Fred went anyways.
Right.
And we went out there snook fishing. And I mean, we only fished maybe 3 hours or so because it was so windy, maybe 4 hours. And then we caught 7-8 snook, throwing the jig. I started visiting some of my wintertime spots. And doing a little scouting some of those areas and throwing some heavy jigs and starting to produce some fish in the wintertime areas. So they're starting to show up. It's that time of year, still kind of warm, so they're not gone yet. The water's still, you know, 76 degrees or so.
Yeah.
So it's good. Okay.
And cool. Go fishing and watch the SpaceX launch.
Oh, yeah. Last November, Skipper Ray's wife, India, was fighting a 200-pound tarpon while the rocket launched off with me. I got a cool video of it going off and while we're fighting the tarpon. It's pretty
How
neat.
Loud is it?
To you sometimes.
Is it pretty
very,
loud?
Very, very loud. Yes, very loud. It rattles the garage door, rattles the windows and everything. Dang. I live in Port Isabel. Yep. So we went up to the ranch, deer starting to move, starting to chase just a little bit. Saw a big wide nine, almost gave him the business, but decided to let him walk since it was the first hunt of the year, you know.
Right.
Probably regret it come January, but it's all right.
He'll show up again.
Yeah, they'll show up. It's early.
Yeah.
And that was cool, and it was my girlfriend's birthday, so she wanted to, you know, get out to the ranch and do some fishing and stuff. So I actually booked a fishing guide out of Laredo, Texas.
Right.
A young kid.
On
Lake Casablanca to go crappie fishing. He's the only guy, one of the only guys I could find, and that's still chasing crappie this time of year.
Right.
I guess it's pretty cold up north, but we went out with him yesterday and caught 41 crappie. Keeper crappie.
That's right, baby.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that was our first time doing that, and you know he was on that live scope deal. It's kind of cool. I prefer the old school way, the bobber and the minnows, but he had us throwing the little jigs at him doing that live scope deal, and it was pretty cool. We caught a bunch of fish, and it was a blast. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. Sounds like it.
And then we got back. And then we got back yesterday evening. And I've got off today. We actually came home a day early because it's about 1 foot surf the next 2 days. So we're going to try to go see if we can get
back. You might have to slip out there and see if you can hook another one.
Yeah, we're going to go out there and give it a shot. We got a little 2-day window. And last week we had a 2-day window, and I said, these are the last days of the whole year I'm going to get. So let's fish as hard as we can. And then, of course, we get 2 days down. Now I'm selling myself. These are the last 2 days I'm going to get. Let's fish as hard as we can. I'm going to run myself into the dirt. We're going to end up getting a couple more calm days, I'm sure. But as long as the big tarpon are there, I'm going every day.
I promise you. You got to seize the opportunity,
I'll go
man.
Before work. I'll go after work, whatever I can do, until every single one of them is gone.
Anybody you know the latest I've caught right now with snapper season?
We've been catching a ton of mangroves, but I have not gone red snapper fishing. They're just opening up federal snapper again, I heard. So
yeah,
all my offshore friends are pretty pumped up about that.
Yeah, it'll run through December 31st.
Nice. We can all go snapper fishing in like 4-foot surf this winter.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Hope it's not 4-footers.
Yeah, I know.
Go mangrove that's my fishing. Luck. Heck with them. Go where it's calm, man.
Yeah, if it's blowing like that, we're going red fishing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Snook reds and mangroves.
Yeah. But we've got a small window the next few days, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we got us a little weather window. Got a front coming around Thanksgiving or the day after. That's the forecast anyway. So
yeah, it looks like 0 to 1 foot for the next 2 days, and it jumps up maybe 3-4 foot. So
yeah,
hopefully the action will pick up for us and
get them while it's good, man.
And we'll get it while it's good, you know. But it was good to get up to the ranch and check on everything over there and do all that stuff. I wish I had more of a fishing report for you, but.
That's all right.
I took 3 days away from the coast.
Well, you're spending all your time in the outdoors, and tell Kelly happy belated birthday.
Definitely will do that.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to call you about coming down and getting on a snook trip or what have you this winter, give them some info how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. The best way anybody could get me is a direct call or text, area code 956-755-9413. Or you could visit the website, InshoreFishingSouthPadre.com.
All right, Brian. Well, hey, you have a good weekend, bud. You take care.
Thank you. I appreciate everyone's time.
See you, man. All right, later.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. Time for our top-of-the-hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.